Praise the Lord. On a very serious note, to the glory of God, I didn't know I'd be able to stand here this evening. Very serious. And up to 3 hours before the service started, Brother David, you were in my house, Pastor David. I was very sick. Could not even stand up. Very, very sick. Oh. Amen. Amen. My wife pray for me. I didn't know my wife is so anointed. I look, I said, so I will not be for vigil today. Guys, it's not possible. How can? I reminded, I said, God, it's what you called me to do, I'm going for. Use it and confirm that you called me. Let me minister tonight. Am I not here now? Hallelujah. We are unstoppable. We are unstoppable. Nothing will stop it. Ooh. And I'm so happy I'm able to come, because tonight, watch and see what will happen. Watch what will happen. See the testimony that will follow after this night. I repeat, anybody holding your progress, that hand will wither today, today, today. That hand will paralyze today, 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 today. Tonight we shall possess our possession. Somebody from Ebonyi, I say Ebonyi, somewhere in the east. Who had called me some days before for counseling around the gift. Not knowing that the pastor that he was pastoring, in the church, I invited him. The pastor is occultic. Destiny killers, thank you. Destiny destroyers. Something like that. Well, I had given him advice. That, just about the time we were about to close on Tuesday, when that revelation came, and then we made that ministration, and that pronouncement that we made, he was watching on the screen somewhere in the eastern part of Nigeria, either Ebonyi or somewhere. And maybe he's watching me now. He said the power of God packed him in his room. After the Holy Ghost finished dealing with him, from that day, he noticed that he was restored. Something that was taken away was restored. And that occultic man knew something had happened. And is trying to come back to the man. I told the man, carry your Bible and run away from that church. Today, whatever any man has taken away, physical or spiritual, he shall be restored. He shall be restored. He shall be restored. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so enter message believers. We have the message. We have the word of God to this age. And it is part of the process of home going. Wherever the elect of God is, they will hear it through this platform. Through our television, through the internet. They will hear it. And they will make their calling and election sure. For that is what we are preaching. To make sure that you don't assume your salvation. You do what you are supposed to do. So that you also know who we are. And why we are different from your church? Because they say there is one church in Benin, Enter Message Church, one of those old ones that has been in Benin for so long and people don't even know he exists in Benin. And that he was telling his church that there is one dangerous pastor in Lagos. He used the word dangerous. And his name is Moses Alu. He was warning Enter Message believers, his church members. Warning them. And all he says is that the man is dangerous. Yes, I am dangerous. Because all the nonsense you have been teaching your people, they have now gotten the opportunity to hear the truth. They will soon receive their deliverance from you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. William Branham is Elijah to this age. And when he left, he trapped the mantle behind. And Elijah, glory be to God. Remember that Elijah dropped the mantle to Elisha. And when Elisha was to come back by the river Jordan, exactly what Elijah did, he too took the same mantle, the same mantle. William Branham preached a message entitled, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Elisha said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And he struck, he did it like the prophet did. And he saw the same result. The water parted. Then everybody knew that the God of Elijah was with Elisha. Oh yes. Then Elisha now, who got the mantle, also needed somebody that will understand him. So he got Gehazi. And Gehazi is a type of the generality of the inter-message pastors who follow William Branham. William Branham saw the pillar of fire. The pillar of fire that was with Moses. The same pillar of fire that was in the wilderness with them there. It was God's presence. The same pillar of fire that met Apostle Paul on his way to Damascus. That same pillar of fire met him. Hallelujah. And then he said, and everything that those ministers did, he also demonstrated it. To show that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he came to tell us that this Jesus is not dead. And so he got Gehazi to follow him. Like he too followed the word. But Gehazi was looking at the tithes and offerings. Gehazi was looking at money. I am telling you why we are different. Looking at money. When you see enter message church fighting, just scatter. Now tithes that they fight over. They saw a quote that William Branham said, the tithe belonged to the pastor. William Branham said tithe belonged to the pastor. William Branham pastored a church. And that church, the trustee was giving him allowance. Every 2 weeks, they were giving him allowance. Once in 2 years or so, they were changing his car. And then the same man said the tithe belonged to the pastor. Go to any inter-message church. All of them. You see two offering, but one tithe, one offering. The deacons will carry the offering. The tithe, now the man and his wife. How much is there, you must not know. They take it there. Now, whenever you leave their church, come and see fight they fight. The reason they are fighting is because the tithe will reduce. Not him more. If you leave their church, go to another inter-message church, they will start to fight that pastor. Why did you collect him, our member? You should have sent him back. What is he doing? It's not his soul. It is tight. Money. Man must work. Amen. Well, in this church, they give me allowance. Hallelujah. I don't collect their tithe. Well, that is no more a secret. Everybody knows that. Praise the Lord. When they visit us here and they say time for tithe, one of them came one time, was sitting by the minister's seat, and they saw crowd coming to the altar to pay tithe. He said, Kai, so many. Ha! Tithe. They don't look at him. But I know you are blessed, oh. But I know you are blessed, oh. I said, for what? Oh, these people pay tithe. Gehazi. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So what did Gehazi get? Instead of double portion on Elisha, what did he get? Leprosy. You have to understand what leprosy is all about. Hallelujah. When you are leprous, what happens? People keep away from you. That is why all enter message churches, people run away from them. Because they look at them as caught, nothing attractive in their midst. Leprous. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so it is so easy, very, very easy to become a pastor in the entire message. Once you can read the quotes of William Branham, the books, and you are eloquent enough to explain, that's all, you become a pastor. So everybody is a pastor. Did you see any of them prophet? Is any of them evangelists? No, all of them are pastors. Hallelujah. And because God did not call you, there is no vindication from above. So they gather there, witches sit down comfortably in the church. They sit down there, and all manner of carnalities are there. When you meet them, miserable looking group of people. I have been there, but I refuse to join that spirit. I fought it while I was there. I told them something is wrong, though. Something is wrong, though. Amen. You have a message. Yes, you have a message, Abby. Let's read Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 from verse 15. And he said unto them, this is Jesus Christ, after his resurrection, before he was taken home, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. The gospel is the message. Go and preach the message, because he had delivered the message, the gospel, the good news. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Verse 17 must follow. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Because you must have the message and you must have the sign for you to be balanced. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. These signs shall, compulsory, shall, not may. He didn't say these signs may follow. These signs shall follow them that believe. And I have said it before. You have no right to occupy the office of a pastor when you don't have a power gift following. I've explained that several times before. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That is why Apostle Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4 and verse 5, I love the way he put it there. This is the way he put it. He said, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but what? In demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. He didn't come speaking grammar. Quote here, quote there, quote here, quote there. Where is the power? Where is the practical side of that thing you are talking? You want to teach the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You want to teach the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I have seen it before. In my former church, enter message church. We went to the camp to get Holy Ghost. They were teaching Holy Ghost by academics. William Branham say, we go fast for Jebo camp for 3 days. As we go now, so we come back. Nothing happened. So they come and says, by faith, you see, receive by faith. You see, receive by faith. I was also in a program in Lafayette one time, long time ago, 98 or so. One Apostle Ransom, is in Sapele. He came to a church there. I was invited. I was there too. Then he said, if you want the Holy Ghost, he was teaching, if you want the Holy Ghost, come out. They all came out and lined up. Then he will lay hand, receive the Holy Ghost. Do you believe you have? Yes. Do you believe you have? Yes. So you believe you have? All of them. He says, see, we receive by faith. Now you've received the Holy Ghost. Then they called me to come and close the service. I said, we not receive Holy Ghost, oh. The man sit down there, they look me. On the day of Pentecost, Peter came and said, Do you believe you receive? That's why he talked, Abby. When they went to Samaria, then they believe you receive. They believe you receive. Receive. And I said, we not receive any. Go and get Holy Ghost, oh. Then I close in prayer, we go. Praise the Lord. Then, that same year, now later, I became pastor. Then I can't carry my own, we can't go camp. We'll go get Holy Ghost. Then everybody, after I say, come. If I say receive Holy Ghost, I will not receive, nobody receive anything here. When we go back to Lagos, the church scatter. Everybody, go where you come from. It means just a social gathering. Then they look at me. So if you want Holy Ghost now, come out. I never see her anywhere before. Now for Bible. This thing is practical. Stand on this scripture, God will back it up. Are you ready? I never see her anywhere before. You know my background. I was not in any denomination. I don't know anything about Holy Ghost other than what I read for Bible. Then what do they see for television? Where Pentecostals they do. I've never belonged to any Pentecostal church. But I told them, what is the use now if we gather and we don't have Holy Ghost? If I say receive Holy Ghost and you don't receive Holy Ghost, I say, when we go back to Lagos, this church will scatter. And I meant it. So that me, I go look for Holy Ghost where I go get my own. There they gather there. We a social club. Oh, you trust our God. I said receive the Holy Ghost for the first time. I never seen him before. The atmosphere changed. Back, 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 back. I say, hey, this is real. Receive, receive, receive. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. My brother in the U.S., Ajinos, I know you are watching us now. I was in the U.S. recently, and he was asking me, he said, Brother Moses, he said, when you saw a woman with something on the neck or with bad leg, you just say, stand up now, you are healed. Come, you say something, I mean, you hear something. Because you say it so confidently. What gives you the boldness? Tell me. Enter message, believer, follower of the ministry of William Branham, the power side is still strange to them. I say, which voice do you want me to hear when it is already written in the Bible? Which voice? Somebody is sick. Didn't the Bible say, we lay hand upon the sick, the sick shall recover? Which sign, which voice do you want me to hear again to lay hand on somebody who is sick? And then, was I doing it by venture? Or I was doing it because I know it will happen according to the Bible. If I'm just doing it to see whether it will work, then I will doubt. But I know God is obligated to His word. William Branham put it this way, that give us confidence. He said, if I pray for 1,000 people today, and nobody receive healing, he said, tomorrow he will pray, continue praying again for another. He said, you say why? Why not give it? He said, because there is divine healing in the Bible. If they no heal, it does not mean that it is not in the Bible. And since it is Bible I am standing on, if you no heal, and it's still the Bible, you never come out. That you are not healed does not mean it is not in the Bible. I will continue. Amen. So you have no excuse when your son, your daughter, you claim to be a believer. Somebody in your house is sick. Then you are running, they look for prophet, they look for pastor, they look for this thing. It's evidence you are not a Christian. You are not a Christian, nothing. You are not a Christian. You are not a Christian, no. Why will you show your neighbors that you have Christ? Why will you show the enemy that greater is he that is in me than he that is in you? When you dey pack come up for your compound, you don't feel sleep. If you don't do VG that night, you don't go feel sleep. But me, I sleep cool. Not because I be pastor. My faith was more rugged than I am now when I gave my life to Christ. When I discovered this Bible is real. Come and lie down, then one witch will come and cut my hair and go. Wallahi, that witch will die. If you cut my hair, I will enter fast. Curse that witch that come. Curse them. We try fasting for my mouth. Next time, you don't go near my house again. What thing will happen to them? But you, your own, you they run. Hey, they don't finish me. Hey, look. Hey, they don't finish me. You are crying. You don't know who you are. These signs shall follow them that. Are you a believer? Now, William Branham explained this to us. Everybody cannot have the gift of healing. What is actually said? When we gather together like this, this sign shall be among us. There will be people that will speak in tongues. There will be people that will lay hand on the sick shall recover. That is, the gifts will manifest in our midst. Then people come here and they will know that God is with us, that these are believers. It's not just the individual. Everybody cannot have a healing gift. Do you understand what I mean? So a church that does not manifest those gifts, something is wrong. That is what makes the difference between us and others. Just a few more minutes, let me finish answering this. Let me make these things clear. Praise the Lord. Did we read Romans chapter 15? Romans chapter 15 verse 18. The same apostle Paul in the same line of the power. I love the way he put it this way. Verse 18. For I will not dare to speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and deed. Through mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum, I have fully preached the gospel of Christ. Yea, so have I strived to preach the gospel. You see, not where Christ was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom it was not spoken of, they shall see, and they have not heard, shall understand, through mighty signs and wonders. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Now the problem with the denomination is that they are a one-legged faith. They have the power, but they don't have the message. That is the problem with the Christian faith. Especially the Pentecostals. Because that is where there is small life. The rest are completely dead. Just social gathering. It's just the Pentecostals that have small life. At least things are happening there. But no message. You are a one-legged faith church. No message. And please, the message is not give your life to Christ. For God so loved the world. It's more than that. Oh. It's more than that. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So you can see, I am not talking about these denominations. We have gone further than that. I'm talking to those who said they are in the message, have received the message, but see where they are today. They are the ones fulfilling 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 to 9. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5 to 9. Concerning the things that will happen at the latter times, where he said, he spoke specifically about the group that they have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof. For such, what should you do? Turn away. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. And there are intermediate churches that you cannot speak in tongue there. If you fall under anointing, they say you are possessed. Intermediate churches. If you say, thus say the Lord. If you have any spiritual gift, you are a suspect. You are a suspect. Followers of the ministry of William Branham, a man that God used so mightily to restore his power again in his church. His followers are denying the power. You see? You know, there are two places in the Bible, two groups of people that the Bible says if you find yourself among them, you should get away from them. The other group, he says, I think it's 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he says, those that teach that godliness is gain. Let's read it. Just so that I know what the Bible is saying. 1 Timothy chapter 6, talking about those who teach otherwise. And then it says, verse 5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, what shall you do? He said, withdraw thyself. Those are prosperity preachers. Any church that teaches that evidence that God is with you is that you will prosper. That is gain is godliness. He said, withdraw yourself from such people. Because it is supposed to be, he said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Godliness with contentment. Any pastor that specializes in prosperity, he says, all they do is that they give testimony. Can't you see? When this church started, how were we before? I was with one cloth. Now you can see me now, I have private jet. Our God is good. I have had one. He has his church in Kaduna. Champion something. Champion something, something, champion something. I had him. He was teaching recently. And then boasting. Just in 4 months, they have built their waiting court, built waiting. He's raising champions. He got a minister to teach them how to become champion. The champion is champion to be successful in ministry. He's looking at success in ministry in terms of material acquisitions. How can a true servant, what did Jesus acquire on earth? Now, I'm not against prosperity. No. I'm not against it. But when somebody makes that, a preacher makes it an issue, then you know who he is and where his origin is. He's wrong. Of course. And as soon as he was teaching them, teaching ministers that came from all over, and then he was telling them that some people who claim that they are holy, 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 they will say they should not allow a woman wearing trousers come to church. a woman wearing trousers should not come to church. A woman wearing a ring, they prevent them from coming to church. And then you are teaching those ministers that it is wrong. And that it is what is in the heart. And then he misquoted one scripture for them. And they were clapping hands. While they were clapping hands, a revelated man was looking at serpent again, talking to Eve. Praise God. I'll continue to talk. Some of them are changing. Some of them are listening to us and they are changing. Oh, that is the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Many within the inter-message circle, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. So and that is why they don't have prayer meetings. Somebody who left one church in Benin came and said they have vigil once in a year. Inter-message. Elder David. Now in group be that. One brother said, now here, I come from that church. There's one brother here, one of his disciples before God delivered. I saw him somewhere sitting there. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is what makes us different from others. Among them, there is no liberty of the Spirit. But here we allow the liberty of the Spirit. Hallelujah. If you have any revelation, give it. And I will not collect your revelation and give. Even if I give, I'll call your name. So that if the thing fails, everybody will know, say, now you talk, I'm not with me. That is the liberty. You are responsible for what you say. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's true now. But when you have men who God didn't call behind the pulpit, what do you expect? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Something that the inter-message believers must know. And William Branham stressed it and stressed it and stressed it. But they will not go near there. Church. We have, when it was time to restore the church, in the message William Branham preached, he titled it The Countdown. He said that justification, amen, which is the first work of grace, after justification, talking about the baptism and the rest, then we have sanctification. He said sanctification is more power. You don't drop justification because you have seen sanctification. You are to add sanctification to justification. After you are justified, hallelujah, you will also live a holy life. Then came the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, the baptism of the Holy Ghost is not for you, Pentecostals, to drop holiness. You are to add your Pentecostal power to holiness, to justification. It makes you complete. You don't drop because you have seen the entire message and you drop Pentecostalism. We are to add the revelation we have to the power. The power in the Pentecostal setting is genuine, but they lacked revelation. When you add revelation to that power, you stand kakaraka, untouchable, unmovable. That is why we can stand there wherever they are. When you finish all your demonstration of your power, ordinary water baptism, they don't know. Praise Master Jesus. That is the God we are serving. Also in the inter-message churches, it is one man show, like the denomination. Now one man. Because they don't want another minister to be known. If he's known, he may tear the church away. And let me tell you, why the churches tear. Churches tear because you have other ministers and they cannot use their ministry. They cannot minister. Because you will not allow them. Since you will not allow them and they believe they have a call of God upon them, what will happen? They will leave. To go and start their own. But this church here cannot break. And when they are going, they go with some of the members. Then we go with them. But this church here, we are now 17, how many years? 17 years. This church has never broken. And it will never break. Because the things that make churches break is not here. There is nothing we are struggling over. There is nothing like monkey walk, baboon they chop. Baboon they walk, monkey they chop. There's nothing like that. In fact, if there's anything safe, now me they walk, then they chop. See them? Change cars every day, every time. Change cars. I told Godwin that I will not travel with you. I will not travel with you anywhere. Because when I go with him, nobody they look at me. Not only him that they look. Then I go sit down for back. Clap your hand now for Jesus. And they clap hand. After not only him, then they see. See, the reverse is the case here in the church. Which enter message or you ever see that? Lie. You will never see that. Here am I. Packaging equal to go to Europe. Got him visa. Got him ticket. Plus BTA. To travel to go and minister. Hey? Enter message. Even denomination, uncle. That is what stands us different. Hallelujah. We encourage one another. We encourage everyone with your gifts to use it and serve God. Because I have a revelation. You can never take my place. I can never take your place. Praise the Lord. I have taught the people this. I have taught them. Therefore, if you are in a ministry like this and you get jealous of somebody, you are the one that have problem. Because nobody stopped you from using your own. So another person they use your own, why are you getting jealous? It's true. And because I lift them up, God will never allow them go above me. Oh, people, that's what you don't know. It's a secret. Because I lift them up. Amen. Because I lift them up with my small hand, a bigger hand will lift me higher. Nothing will happen. Praise the Lord. I need them, they need me. Eh? Don't you need me? I need you too. We need one another. Praise the Lord. God has designed it, and that is how a proper church should look like. Should look like. So that no man is an island. No man will come out and say, I don't need them. And some of you, just because me say they see small, then I will say, I don't need them. I'm a prophet. Nothing like that. Praise God. I have a healing gift. Therefore, I don't need other people again. I don't need other people again. When I come to church today, I think I catch Ima. Where is Ima? I catch her. I say, I see, go. Go pray for me. Immediately I came out of the car, I jam her, I hold her for hand. I say, come. Come and pray for me. Because he has a healing gift. He has to pray for me. Praise the Lord. But all these prophets too, when their wife get problem, now me they carry come meet. You cannot be me pray for your wife. Amen. So I need you, you need me. So there's nothing to struggle over. That is the truth. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That is why we are different from other churches. We are not a one-man show church. I told you people, the ministers, I said the Lord spoke to me a few years back. Clear, loud and clear. I heard it that day. He said, anyone that will try to denominate this entire message, he said, he, God, will frustrate that ministry. He was talking to me. And the entire message, they have denominated. One man will have branches. They have branches, oh. They have branches. Like the denominations do. Collect all the tithe and all the offering from those branches. Say, now he go open the church there. One man here controlling 5-7 churches. Then full Ghana with that spirit. A full Nigeria with that spirit. So what happened? Frustration. God, go and hear the kind of stories taking place among them. It is wrong to do that. Very, very wrong. Blessed be the name of the Lord.